so excited for the players and the coaching staff. Put a lot of hard work in the last 2 weeks, and we know it's not perfect by any means. Can't tell you how happy I am with the resolve that those guys showed. It was a back-and-forth game. We made some plays that we hadn't made in the past. Credit to our guys that made the plays. Now, I thought Skyler was big time when he needed to be. Got us some field position with his running and throwing ability. Then on defense, I think the first guy on defense we have to praise is Devin Ankle, because Devin Ankle kept putting them in bad situations, and as poorly as we tackled still, and we need to continue to work it and get better, we were able to make some stops on third down and even fourth down to hold them to 17 points. And so, you know, I told the guys, you got to keep believing and keep having resolve. We're going to have some tough times. We're going to have some great times, but you got to keep battling for each other. And we talked about just winning the play and not worrying about the scoreboard. We were able to do that and find a way in the fourth quarter. That's what I'm hoping we can build off of, is we found a way in the fourth quarter to make a couple of stops, drive it 95 yards and get a touchdown, you know, essentially run out the clock. And so, obviously, ecstatic for the players first and for the staff as well, because this was a big win for the program.
When you absolutely needed to have it, Skyler stepped up and, of course, had that big run, 95-yard drive. Can you walk us through that 61-yard run, first of all, and just how pleased you were with that overall drive?
The drive in general, I remember when it happened, we talked to Coach Mess, let's be aggressive. You know, they kicked it down to the 5. We could easily run it 3 times, punt it back to them, and take our chances. We said, let's be aggressive. And we throw it on first down, and Malik almost makes a guy miss and takes it 70 to 90 yards himself, but we get a 2nd and 5. And then we were running a lot of shallow crossing mesh routes and stuff where they were doing a good job later on of picking them up. But when you do that, you lose your eyes on the quarterback. So Skyler saw the opening after the mesh route was taken away, and then made a big play. But just making that play was important. What we hadn't done is have an explosive play, and then all of a sudden you end up not getting anything out of it. But to be able to finish the drive, Sebastian makes a big catch. We actually convert a 4th and 1. You know, it was good stuff. And there was not a question in our mind that we were going for that on 4th down, because I didn't want to have a 3-point lead. We wanted to have a 7-point lead. And so, obviously, and then cap it off with Skyler making a tough run.
Did you go into this game thinking it would be a game where Skyler could make some plays and take advantage of the speed?
Yeah, absolutely. Just because of all the man coverage that they played. And they played, I thought, really good against us on defense. They really did a great job of trying to match some cover, match some routes with their coverage and trying to stop our run game. And we didn't have Phillip Brooks. We had Malik Knowles for basically a half. You know, we're banged up at a lot of spots, but we were able to find enough and make enough plays.
Is it essentially like a pitch count kind of thing then with Malik?
Yeah, it really was. He didn't practice all week. You know, then when Phillip wasn't able to go and he practiced a little bit, and we thought it was close with Phillip, but he couldn't go. You know, we said, hey, let's work for the second half and see if we could get him in there and get some plays.
You did a good job with the running backs, defensively holding their running backs. Luton gets loose. Was that really unexpected?
It really was, because we were thinking that was going to be more Delton. And so we had a game plan for Max and didn't execute it very well, and had a game plan a little bit for Delton, and we only had him, I think, maybe 3 or 4 plays, and so we kind of had to flip it a little bit in the second half. And I give Dugan a ton of credit, because he hadn't shown that on film, but he's a tough kid, and he's only a freshman. I thought he played exceptionally well. All those things being said, I thought our pass defense is what really won us the football game. Pass rush and pass defense.
Yeah, touchdown pass to start the game, and Nick Leonard got the fight on the, or when you guys accepted play action. Do you think that opened up things for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'd seen that where we could maybe lose the inside linebacker's eyes and get Leonard's behind him. We were trying to do some things with motions to try to lose the linebacker's eyes to get some semblance of a rush game going early. And obviously, our play action has to continue to improve, but our running game has to improve for our play action.
Wyatt Huber's sack, did you talk about that, how big, you know, he has a big motor, and how that was important in the game?
Yeah, it was a big play on that. You're talking on the last drive, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, he makes, we called a pressure and let the ends get upfield and go, and he dipped the corner really well, and you're right, to get him into a 2nd and 19 or whatever it was, after they had thrown a couple of passes to number 1, who's a great player, we were able to at least get him off schedule on the chains, and then you know, we pressured him on the last play on fourth down. We said we're not going to let that quarterback sit back there or run the ball to beat us. We were going to bring heat.
Speaking of the pressure, what seemed to be the difference, especially in that fourth quarter, being able to get to the quarterback and even knock him down, even though you didn't get to him a couple of times?
Just to be relentless on the guys or up front. And I challenge those defensive guys at halftime because I believe we can continue to play better on defense. And that's probably the first time all season that I really challenge those guys on defense. And it's not something I typically do. But I thought they responded, especially after we gave up the long run for the touchdown with the quarterback. I thought from there on they really played pretty well.
Among the things that he did today, what are you most proud of when it comes to Skyler?
Just the toughness and resolve because he got hit a lot. He just kept coming back. I mean, the fourth and one play, I didn't have a great vantage point. I thought they had him pinned in, and he kind of knocked off that tackle and then kind of ran through a guy for the first down. I just thought he was more decisive, and we took some shots. I know they were incomplete, but son of a gun, if we can take some shots vertically downfield, it's going to soften some people up. And Malik made a good play, and I thought the throw he made to Dalton Schoen was big time. So Skyler continues to impress me, and I just love the kid because he's such a competitor.
It's been more than 30 days since you guys tasted victory, and I know it's been probably a small lifetime. It seems like since Mississippi State. How big was this win for you guys?
Well, we had a couple of open weeks in there too that didn't make it any easier, especially when you lose a game and then have 2 weeks. But you know, I don't want to get caught up in the results, and that's part of our issue in society is we're all so much based on results, and if the results aren't there, man, it's a negative day. We need to focus on the process as players, as coaches. We're 6 games into this tenure, and it's not going to be perfect, but if we keep attacking the process and keep stacking great days, we're going to have some great days like we had today. And one thing you will not hear me talk about with our football team is the negative, because there's just too much negative in this world right now.
Were there specific areas that the defense shored up after Dugan's long touchdown run?
Just we're able to keep the cup and be able to keep our leverage, and we ran through contact a little bit more. You know, we probably teed off a little bit. We started going towards the quarterback. There was one time he gave it. They maybe got 3 yards, and Wyatt just drilled him because he was keeping it so much, and he's a live runner, so we were able to take some shots on the kid. Kid's a tough player, but we started to try to take it out of his hands. Now, the backs are good players, and they were so big up front. We just had to get some kind of a negative play and get him into a 3rd and 5 to 3rd and 8 because we thought we could get him into a throwing situation. We'd have a good opportunity.
Away for a broken play and then on a read option for the touchdown. Yeah. Can you address the tackling issue?
Yeah, we got to get better.
You talked about needing to get the running game going over the play action. Talk about the running game today, 94 yards, 61 on one run by Skyler. How difficult was it to run the football against TCU?
Yeah, give TCU credit. We have to continue to be more physical up front, continue to ID people, continue to ID the pressures when they come. I believe in what we're doing offensively. I believe in the guys up front, the backs and stuff. We're going to keep grinding, and we're going to keep working on trying to run the football with more success.
For as young as Wyatt is, how do you maybe quantify just what he brings in the leadership department and just as a player, as far along as he is as a player?
Well, I think Wyatt would tell you he's barely scratching the surface of what he can be as a football player, and that's what I feel. I love Wyatt because of his motor and competitiveness and those things. I think he can give more. I really do, and I think he knows he can give more. He has taken on some leadership roles. He's a captain as a redshirt sophomore. He's on our leadership council. He's holding people accountable. I think the sky's the limit for what his ability is, and the guys look up to him. I mean, he's a freak of nature, and he's a great football player and even a better person, and that's what I like most, is he's a great person.
Another Wyatt question. I know you already asked specifically about that sack that he had on the first down, but then 3 plays later, he gets the pressure that basically ends the final drive. Just how dominant was he on that final drive?
He was, and he was dominant because we were able to keep him fresh. You know, we didn't have Massey today because he was injured, so Kyle and Reggie and Wyatt had to go, and we even had Eric Gallen, and then Eric Gallen got hurt, so we were trying like heck to keep those guys fresh at the defensive end, and he's got a motor, and he knew it was a passing situation, and he made some plays.
Follow up on Brooks' status. He said he was game time.
Lower body injury, and we're hopeful that in the next week he could play, 2 weeks. It's really day-to-day. He practiced a little bit, but just didn't have the explosiveness that, and I didn't want to have him re-injure it.
How big of a play was the pump block that you guys got earlier?
Huge play, and something that we saw in the scheme and did a really good job of getting hands on it and almost scooped and scored it. We were trying to, but the big part of that is then to get a touchdown out of it was big.
Coach, a couple weeks ago you said when you were at North Dakota State, every win seemed like a bit of a relief.
Yep.
After the game, you gave Gene a big hug. Was that more relief or elation?
That was joy. That was elation. That was a big win, guys, and I think we all know that. Because of the couple of setbacks we've had, we've talked about always moving forward, and I truly believe we have a good football team, but they have to believe it. When you hear so much negativity, sometimes it takes your belief away. I was excited for the players first because I know how hard they work and I know how much it means to them. I promise you one thing, those guys are busting their tail and want to play at a high level.
How promising was it? We talked so much about Malik, but then you have Leonard step up and then also Joaquin Gill, so just like the whole group.
Yeah, Joaquin stepped up big, and we needed Joaquin, too. He'd been nagging hamstring for a long time, and he started to get healthy the last 2 weeks. He's playing with some confidence, and we need more than just Dalton, Malik, whomever. I think YB's getting better. He wasn't as a big a part of it as what I thought he would be today. Moving forward, he will be. Chris Heron the same way. We're getting more confident in more guys at the wide receiver position.